Business Time with Madison Reedy. Ata Maria, good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Now, first up, what's going on the markets?
Well, Wall Street is actually closed for President's Day in the United States. But to mix it up a bit, most Asian markets closed higher, except for Japan's Nikkei that fell 0.7%. Our on top 50 index was a game of two halves yesterday. It had a weak opening, but turned around for a positive finish, closing up 39 points, a third of a percent to 11,874. The New Zealand dollar is buying at 64.4 US cents and 95.8 to the Australian.
Now, other business news, the government's unveiled this multi-billion dollar program, but it may not all be funded with public money.
Yes, the recently set up Infrastructure Commission plans to be in the midst of that infrastructure program. It aims to help prioritise projects, look for resources to do the jobs, run the rule over what's viable and what needs more work to stack it up. The commission's head, Alan Bollard, says it will look closely at public-private partnerships and how to best leverage government investment with private money. He says part of the Commission's job is to consult widely in the development of short and long-term goals.
We're looking at how all these bits of infrastructure fit together and how they make a difference or don't make a difference, how where funding comes from, technical possibilities, the impact of climate change. We have a very large number of small local authorities in New Zealand. We're looking at ways of helping them to operate better in the current configuration.
And we'll hear more from Alan Bollard later in the program.
Now, the services sector, it's got off to a storming start this year.
Yes, the manufacturing and services sectors are heading in opposite directions. That's according to the first surveys of the year. The PMI and the PSI are real-time, here-and-now indicators, which is why they're followed closely. Expansion in the services sector in January was the strongest in more than 2 years, which bodes well given the sector makes up two-thirds of the economy. But according to BNZ senior economist Doug Steele, manufacturing is being pinched by overseas challenges.
The manufacturing sector weakness, a little bit harder to explain, but I think it's related to what's been happening offshore in New Zealand's case, also the relative weakness in the consumer in Australia and other issues in Australia as well. A lot of our manufacturers' exports are bound for Australia, so any weakness there seems to have a ripple effect back to New Zealand.
That's BNZ senior economist Doug Steele. And in our main bulletin at 10 to 7, we'll also look at digital assistants who are doing the menial tasks and why the City of Sales is joining forces with the Big Apple.
Thank you very much, Madison Reedy there from our business desk.